Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
So Mo could sense the tension, sense maybe the division, but wasn't quite sure why with a friend for a while.
Yeah, I'd been thinking that this could be a possibility for a long time, and then it finally came to over the weekend when one of my best friends said something to me that literally my heart just dropped out of my body because I was so afraid of what the results would be in this moment. And it's all because, so one of my best friends, he's been one of my best friends for a long time, and he's also my DJ. So anytime that I have shows, I always ask him to come out and DJ for my shows. And we've been doing this for years at this point, so we've done more shows together than I can even really remember.
And having gone to one of your shows recently, he's kind of like a very active participant in the show as well. He's not just playing the music. He actually like participates in the show.
So yes, that was a first time. Like typically in all my other shows, he's just been more of a DJ and he gets the crowd going. But yes, like you said, at the last show, which was more of a live podcast than a comedy show, he's telling stories, he's engaged. He was genuinely a part of the entire experience, which is why I paid him more than I normally would. And I do okay at my shows, so I think it's important anytime you ask your people to come out and support you, you pay them for their time. But it was always kind of odd to me that for years now, every time I would send him money, he would never respond to it.
Not a thank you?
Nothing. Mm. And I don't know. I guess it's because it's my dude. I didn't think too much into it. I'm like, maybe that's just his way. Like, he just never responded to it. Not even like a thumbs up. Mm-hmm.
But it's a paycheck. Like, if he's doing a job and it's work, it's a paycheck. I don't thank the company every time I get my paycheck.
Well, you should. but are you going above and beyond what you guys agreed to?
So that's the thing. There never was an agreement, per se. There was just, I think he kind of looked at it like I'm just doing my dude a favor because he never came to me like as if it was a problem or anything. I think genuinely in his head, he was just happy to do it. Like he does. I don't even think he was looking to be compensated for it. But in my mind, like I would never ask you to come do like work with me and not compensate you. But I also didn't think he owed me a thank you.
So you never negotiated like, okay, I'll do it for $250 or whatever.
No, not at all. Okay. He was just like, man, I'll do it for whatever. I just want to do it. And I knew the rate of DJs at shows. And so I knew I was paying them very well. Like I wasn't just trying to pay him what the average DJ makes. I was paying him handsomely for his time. And so like I was saying, I didn't think it was weird because like you say, Kristen, he earned the money. It's not like I'm just giving him money out of a favor. Like, no, he earned it. He doesn't have to thank me if he doesn't want to. But I just was always concerned on if he got the money. And for whatever reason, I always would say, I'm going to mention it to him, like just to make sure he's getting the money. But I just never did. I always forgot.
It is an odd question because if you ask, hey, did you get the money? It's almost implied like, and he did. It's almost implied that you were expecting a thank you, isn't it?
Yes, I would think so.
Yeah. It can be taken one of two ways. You just want to make sure he received the money, but he could take it like, well, this guy's miffed at me because I didn't thank him for the money and he's trying to call me out for it. How are you paying? What was the transaction? Like, how are you paying him?
I was paying him on Venmo.
Okay.
Which is usually how I pay everybody. And so, like, everybody else on the show would always at least give a thumbs up, just saying, I got it. And which is all that's all I need, you know? And he just never did. And so, ironically, we go to a party over the weekend and I told myself again to just find a way to bring it up. I wasn't sure how I was going to do it, but I just needed the peace of knowing like that this dude is getting the money. And so we're sitting there and God works in mysterious ways because he's telling me a story about like some things that he's going through in life where it's challenging him financially. And so he was like, he's telling me about this. And then that's when it kind of hit me. And so he starts talking about wanting to do shows in the future and wanting to put on parties as a DJ and starts telling me like different rates. And then it pops in my head and I'm like, while we're here, like this felt like the perfect moment. I'm like, hey, man, just curious. Like, you've been getting the payments that I've given you, right? And he looks at me and he goes, what payments? I said, no way. And I said, nah, bro. are you serious right now? He's like, yeah, I'm serious. What you talking about? I'm like, you have not gotten one payment from me, all of these shows we have done over the years. And he's like, you've been paying me?
So you've been sending it to the wrong dude?
That's what I didn't know.
Oh,
in this
no.
moment, I'm like, what? So, like, I mean, we're talking about years. Like, this is a lot of money. Like,
are
from
you
these shows.
Over $1,000, you think?
Oh, yes.
Well over $1,000.
Absolutely. Well over $1,000. Like, over the years of every show we've done. So, I mean, I'm like, bro, it has your name, mm-hmm. your number. It even has his picture. So that's why I never thought, like, I could possibly be sending it to someone else. But he's saying he didn't get a dollar. So then what happened was he's like, wait, how are you sending it? And then when I told him, he's like, oh, yeah, I guess he deleted that app over his phone. So he just was never, getting any of this money
so
all of these years.
He deleted the app, but that account is still there. So if he uploaded it, all that money is sitting there waiting for him. He just didn't know it was there.
Exactly that. So the time, like, we don't really have great Wi-Fi. So it's taking forever for him to download this app and log in his app. So each second I'm sitting there like, please, Lord, I've been paying somebody. I don't know who, but somebody's getting paid.
Uh-huh.
But finally, when he logged into it, this man lit up like a Christmas tree because he saw all of this money that's just been sitting there all these years. And all this time, he thought I just wasn't paying him.
Dude, and you talk about, like, the perfect timing, too, because he was just telling you how stressed he was about finances, and now he's got, like, this...
It's like Christmas came
money.
Early for him, exactly.
Aww, yeah.
So he gave me a big hug, and it was just, like, a great moment of embrace, but I'm like, all this time, dude, you thought I wasn't paying you, man? Like, you must have thought the worst of me.
Now you're offended. How could you think I wouldn't pay you? What kind of man am I?
What kind of friend do you take me for?
I'd never want to work with you again.
The Burt Show.